The Democratic Party candidates, winners and losers, joined hands at their unity breakfast to sing Hawaii Aloha. Congresswoman Colleen Hanabusa, who lost her primary election bid for governor, thanked the party for enabling her to have an awesome 20-year political career. She also asked her colleagues to help pay it forward.
Think of ways to encourage women, especially those who are here today that were not successful, to pick themselves up, keep going, because that's what we're about.
Governor David Ige, who won the primary by close to 17,000 votes, says he will take a few days off to regroup. He said the attack ads aimed at him from independent political action committees galvanized his team's resolve.
I've always believed that it adds an edge to the campaign. To run from behind, it really energizes people, and we have a strong grassroots network of supporters, and they're looking forward to November, and you know, as soon as we can lay out a plan, I know that we will be successful.
But the governor lost to Congresswoman Hanabusa on the Big Island by 152 votes. State Senator Dr. Josh Green, on the other hand, received more than 19,000 votes in that county in the lieutenant governor's race, more than his four challengers combined. He also received more than $1 million worth of advertising from Super PAC, Be Change Now. But he says the ads were not malicious in any way.
I stayed totally positive, and in my race, not a peep of negativity was said about any of my opponents, even from whatever the super PACs were or whatever. But I'm cognizant of what people think about this. So it's a double-edged sword. I still respect the carpenters. I respect the teachers' union that did a big super PAC for one of my opponents. People are doing those things, but honestly, it was all of us fighting it out in the trenches, and I was just fortunate to come out with a couple of votes extra.
Meanwhile, former Governor Neil Abercrombie is celebrating 58 years since he first voted in Hawaii. He says limiting political action committee spending is not likely because of the current president's Supreme Court appointments. But he says PAC money support is not really a positive thing.
I've been the beneficiary of political action committees when I was up against odds, too. And I've been on the receiving end of political action committees. So what happens is it's the candidates that are the victims in all of this. They're not necessarily the beneficiaries.
The general election on November 6th is 85 days away. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.